Damn, 2021 going hard, and not in a good way. Like, it's fucking crazy that we're living through historical moments that hopefully hundreds of years from now, people will be reading about, and we're actually living it. Like, what the fuck? And I hate to say that I'm, like, political, because I really don't think that I am, because I honestly don't know shit about politics. But I know right from wrong. At least I like to think that I do. And, or from fair or unfair, equality to inequality. Like, I know the differences, right? And as simple as those things sound, I really don't think people honestly get it. And I don't know why. I don't know if they're just so self-involved that because it doesn't affect them or they've never had to go through it, they don't understand it, but they're not even willing to try to, like, understand it. Does that make sense? I wish I could articulate myself better. But the reason, you know, my brain has been thinking about this is because yesterday, Andrew sat down to watch 24 Hours, Assault on the Capitol. It's an ABC News special. And, like, I know people are all like, oh, the media, it's, you know, it censors, blah, blah, blah. It's not all true. But, like, I get, like, that the media can, you know, a lot of it is based on their own opinion and not always truthful. And I get that. But, like, when you see shit for yourself, like, I know how fucked up it is that, you know, people stormed the Capitol. I guess that's what they're saying right now. And it's fucked up. But beyond that, it's, like, it's crazy to me how... Sorry, Andrew called to... You see, like... That's what I'm talking about. In the littlest ways, God will show me that I'm doing good, that I'm spreading love, that I'm teaching people to be in love and not in hate or anger. And even if that's just within my own immediate family, for instance, Andrew. Like, Andrew, I get, like, we all have come from some type of dysfunctionality. I don't care if you had a lot of money. I don't care. We all have been traumatized by something. And it may have been really, really awful. Or it may have just seemed really, really awful to your childhood self. Right? And so we hold on to these things. For whatever reason. I don't know. And it affects who we become and the type of people that we are. And so Andrew didn't come from, like, a great, like, his parents divorced when he was really young. His mom, you know, was very self-centered. It was about her. She would leave her kids in cars. She would leave them at movie theaters while she was going out on dates. Like, Andrew would get left at the movie theater and it'd be midnight and he'd still be waiting for her to pick him up. And imagine this is in, like, the early 80s. So, the technology that we have now was not then. And so he would just have to wait. He would have nobody to call. His dad was an alcoholic. He lived with his